One of the things I was kind of reading is that you actually had the record kind of done like a long time ago. So it's been kind of like a year. You've been like just playing live other things. How's that been, like the wait for it kind of thing?
Yeah, it's been strange. I kind of intentionally didn't listen to it and intentionally played new songs live because the idea of playing these songs for a year and then having to play them for another year just seems completely insane. So I deliberately stayed away, and now it's kind of exciting again because I'm kind of learning how to, interesting ways to play these songs, and then also a few people might even know some of them now. So it'll be cool, they can just, I don't have to be scared that I'm gonna bore everyone. We've only been allowed one practice, like two practices.
Okay.
So the first week is gonna be interesting. But it's cool. There's like, six, seven of us playing these songs.
What live band do you have? Who are the people in the band at the moment?
For this February tour, it's with me and a friend Martin, who plays solo as the Train Chronicles.
Okay.
On bass and acoustic guitar. Then Anna Pryor, who plays drums. Mike Sadell, talented violinist, used to be in a band called Hope of the States.
Okay, yeah.
And then Ferry and Chris
from Semifinalists.
Semifinalists.
Oh, nice.
And they're playing kind of keys and bass and odd bits. And I actually play bass in Semifinalists. Yeah. I'm playing mainly electric guitar actually live.
How long was like the actual process of writing down the record? I mean, did you already have like most of the songs before like Test Icicles split, or did you kind of like just after that kind of get the material done?
No, a lot of it was written during actually. It was all just songs I just wrote when I was bored, like I was kind of just at the end of the day or at night if I had some free time, because I had no intentions of releasing them. I was just making them, and it was kind of by accident they got stumbled upon, and then there's a couple. I decided to write a few more to try and tie the record together. It's funny, I actually wrote a lot more when I knew I was going to do an album, and almost none of them are on the album. So apparently when I have to write songs, they're not too good when I'm not thinking about it.
Okay. Can you see yourself getting back like a band that plays the kind of music like Test Icicles did, or not at all?
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, definitely. I just like everything I do, I'm always into it, and I never get out of things. Like I don't listen to acoustic music. Like the closest to it will be acoustic versions of songs, or maybe like the chilled out various Neil Young stuff that's more acoustic based. But I don't know, it's weird. I mean, just now in the office I just got given the latest Converge records, and I'm just really
nice
excited to hear. I mean, my bassist who plays with me, we used to be in a hardcore band just before Test Icicles, and he's like a massive Converge fan. Like we used to listen to Jane Doe like in his house all the time. So yeah, I definitely always
One of the things, I know it must be a boring question, but like a lot of even listeners have been calling in to kind of know, like, how did the actual record come about? Like, how did you end up actually going to Omaha? Like, what's the story behind that?
Well, it's like the guy Lawrence from Domino, he was in LA, and Mike and Connor were just finishing up some stuff in Casadega up there, and he gave them like one of my weird demo CDs, and I had no idea about any of this, and he gave it to them, and they were, they liked it, and Mike called me up, like really out of the blue, and I was just like, wow. And he said he liked it, and we then spoke on and off for about 10 months, and he was built, him and Connor built their studio, like in between their houses in Omaha, and then decided, we decided I should maybe come out there and record these songs. And it was like, it was strange. I mean, I knew I wanted to get out of London to record, but I didn't really know where, but it was the perfect place because I love the Midwest America like a lot, and I like the idea of just living with what you need. Yeah, completely. Like it was perfect. It was almost like a perfect place, and